Wave Sound Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Surf Like a Woman by Pauline Mensah and Luke Benedictus, narrated by Eva Seymour. For Steve Foreman, who became not just my coach, but my father figure too. Prologue. I'm spreading Vegemite on my toast when Lindsay Thompson clatters down the hall of his house. He's wild-eyed and out of breath, his sudden reddened face twitching between excitement and awe-struck fear. "Pauline! Pauline!" he cries. "The toilet seat is rumbling! The bloody toilet seat is rumbling!" And I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. "Okay," I say slowly through a half-chewed mouthful of toast. "No, Pauline, do you know what that means? In this house, when the toilet seat starts rumbling, well, that means the surf is going to be gigantic." Lindsay is the tournament director of our latest stop on the 1990 World Championship Tour, WCT. Today's contest is taking place on his home surf break in Margaret River on Australia's southwest tip, where the Southern and Indian Oceans collide to unleash waves of thundering power. The reason I'm sitting at Lindsay's kitchen table is because he's taken pity on me. Once again, I turned up to compete with nowhere to stay because, once again, I couldn't afford a hotel. Thankfully, Lindsay let me stay in the spare room of his family home. Yet now he's worried. For days, he's prayed to the weather gods to conjure a lively swell, but today's conditions have now become ominously big. Switching to hard-nosed practicalities, Lindsay starts quizzing me about the surfboards I've brought. He's not happy with my response. "The biggest I've got is 6'8". "No, no, Jesus, Pauline," he says. "To handle bastards like this, you're going to need something much bigger. Look, I've got a 7'8 out the front. You better grab that if you're planning to go out." "You're kidding me," I say. Lindsay is a full-grown man of decent height, while I'm a fraction of his size. Despite recently turning 20, I'm 5'1 and barely weigh 45 kilos. I've never surfed anything as big and unwieldy as a 7'8 board. It'll offer more paddle power for sure, but it'll have all the mobility of an ocean liner. "Trust me, love, things could get a bit hairy out there." The note of concern in Lindsay's voice is understandable. Last night, he attended a service to commemorate the death of Creed Barnes, a highly promising local surfer. The 18-year-old died at Margaret River last year on the eve of the 89 contest after the leash of his surfboard became snared on a shallow rock.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?